It's Monday, October 24th, 2011. This is that time of morning that the County Commission meets in its preliminary study meeting. It's also the time that we take public comment. So during the next half hour, we'll be looking through items of business that the county needs to address during the day's activities. I made some, not very many, but two or three notes on minutes, if you guys will look at those.
Somebody that spoke, it was... Let me see if I can find the right thing here.
I thought...
Oh, here. Let me see here. Okay, they didn't bring it in there.
Okay.
They mentioned they didn't say White River Valley Historical Society. They said something else, but that's not even here, so we're fine. I was just making sure. Go ahead. Start over.
No. Keep going. I was going to show you one thing towards the end.
Okay.
Here, I was trying to remember the language. I thought it would be important that we insert. Frank found us a reason why we could do this under emergency, because it would be damaging to the county, or I don't remember the verbiage, but we didn't have that in there.
You're right. And we said it on the audio. You may want to listen to the audio and have her listen to the audio before we approve this day. We can just leave this day out.
Well, there was, and she may remember, when we had the discussion regarding...
mail service.
The mail service. The council told us that this is going to cause undue harm to the county. Maybe that was the verbiage. And or...
Yeah, which day was that?
Policies.
That'd been last Monday, it looks like.
Then maybe that's the verbiage we can use. We'll prevent undue harm to the operation of county government.
That's fine, too. Speak of that. You may have heard something.
This Jim?
Hello?
These come before the board of possession? Okay, and the reason that they're here is because they're coming back for prior year, right? Okay. Right.
time are they the same on this one? And the same on this one. So what are we bidding if we're not changing the valuation? When are they scheduled for?
Morning.
I just heard upstairs you were in a accident. Are you okay? Morning, Tyler. Remind me what we did last week. What policy did we
set up? It's folder A.
Is it just two? Doesn't change for prior year, does it?
No. The paperwork does. It says that this change will make the stuff from the house. It says it was changed back in 2008. They didn't come up with it.
What's that home?
What is our guidance on handling something like that? I mean, I'm inclined to go with what elected officials who are in charge of such things say, but I want to make sure we're not going to
slide it down.
Could we sing that? Could you?
No. If it was just 2011 stuff, we're still working on 2011. So I can see that going back a prior year is kind of a really messy situation.
We did have a policy at one time, but then I think it was a question.
We had a policy not to do it at all.
On prior years.
So for 2011, you've already been corrected. So for this tax year.
No, you mean 2012.
No, I mean 2011. This says for the
other ones she's brought forward to, yeah.
Okay. 2011, these are all, the taxpayer says these are hunky dory. They might not use that phraseology.
But you did,
okay.
So it's okay.
Well, I'm old school. Jim that says whoopsie daisy, you know, this younger generation.
I should put my time, that's Danny. Danny is older.
Two exempt properties that actually the abatements have been written for them by the assessor's office. And this is animal advocacy. And sure, Travis.
What's but these are okay for, well, what's 2011?
you coming up today? Do we want to have some preliminary chat about how we're allowed to do that under this?
I just, you know, the whole thing I think I talked to Christy on Friday was, or Thursday or Friday was, there are certain things we can and can't do, no matter if it's BOE or commission, depending on if the summer BOE or the BOE has convened or adjourned. So I just don't know what we can and can't do on certain things. It's, I thought it was just erroneous. And then I thought there's a few only a few things we can do.
There is only a few things you can do, but...
Is it interpretation now?
Well, classification was something you guys discussed last time.
And what did we say?
Well, it seemed like you were leaning towards doing changes with classification. However, we brought you information from the State Tax Commission that they disagree, that that's something that should be argued just like value and should go through BOE. But... and that they actually have a court case on it. You know, a lot of opinions about how things should be done don't always have case law. In that particular case, that one does have case law. I haven't read the case law, so I don't know the details about it, but that's why they're basing their opinion on is the case law. Of course, today we'll have to discuss the occupancy issue. I guess I hope you all got my email. Did you? On the occupancy.
Probably, maybe.
Probably, maybe.
That's a
definite could be.
That's a definite.
Maybe.
The emails are not in here.
I saw the
odd.
I got it done. I haven't read it.
Okay. I don't know whether the commission should make the decision on that or the BOE should make the decision. Of course, we've discussed you guys are the majority of the BOE. But
we didn't
there
post.
Has to, because the State Tax Commission has two opinions within their own body, we have to make a decision which way we're going to go and then stick with it, is their comment. So, like we had rules when we were in BOE, we had actual written rules that have been voted on by the BOE. We'd kind of like you to vote on it and decide which way you want us to go, and we'll go that way all the time. We just, and that's what's going to take a discussion, and it has to do with basically, James has agreed that we should not be doing commercials, so we pulled some of the commercials out that had been sent through before, and we've removed all those. But there were some garages, like, in other words, it's not a true occupancy in that it wasn't a completely new building. You
know,
we discuss this later on.
No, but I'm thinking that it's going to be much longer than a 5 or 10 minute
I think
amount of time
hour.
That we need for today.
Yeah, we scheduled an hour.
Oh, good. All right,
yeah.
Then we can have this discussion.
Yeah.
But it would be nice to have what options to look at. Here they are. Here's what we can do or we can't do.
The easy one.
Here's what we can choose from.
I don't know if any easy ones.
As far as BOE is concerned, BOE ends, for all practical purposes, on July 31st.
Correct.
Then there are certain things that BOE can hear or may hear throughout the year until you convene, I guess, the next year's BOE.
But we can meet once a month if we choose to as a BOE.
Right. But that's a law that's burdensome upon
Okay. Our view of the
if in fact we need to meet more than
once a year, we ought to set
what that date is. We want to do it quarterly, if we want to do it twice a year. For those things that absolutely, positively can't be done any other way.
Right.
But whatever we can
the exemption. I didn't think we had anything to do with exemptions.
The burden, if you will, on process.
Red pen's mine.
This one must be mine then.
Okay, just keep your little red pen over there.
And quite frankly, I think that it's yours now.
Yeah, I know. And
but prior, I'm not sure.
Oh, no.
Would you
like to
submit copies of
the yeah, just when we get that out, I'll bring those forward and we'll make motions on the different.
Unless, if I don't have a copy of them, yeah, I do, but I think I've got copies of all that.
I'll tell you what I'd like to have. I'd like to have.
No. what happens.
A make list of exactly what it is that we're going to be talking about, and exactly what it is that needs to be defined. And if you want us to vote on doing it a certain way, that's something we should consider doing. Or if it's just something we're going to adopt, but
it's,
again, it's easier for me to see it, if I can see it, rather than, it's easier for me to comprehend it. Okay, that'd be great. My question about the exemptions, are these cases, regardless of the year, that were heard by BOE, and BOE ruled against them, and then it went to tax commission?
The Church Army one we have discussed prior.
Was it heard back in 2010, is my question.
10 or 9, I remember having that discussion.
Because I think it's inappropriate for us to have a discussion about any given year, year after year after year after year.
I agree. Once the BOE has made a decision on it, we should no longer hear it. It should go to the state tax commission or go away. But I didn't think that was this case, was it?
This was it was a separate problem that was missed.
If I remember the story,
on the Church Army?
On Church Army?
Church Army, this is the one that has the daycare. The daycare is...
We have heard the daycare.
And that's what I thought this was. This is the previous year, same property. Is that right, Danny?
Yep.
Okay. If that's the case, you did hear the daycare.
And they did have the opportunity to go to BOE. That's my... I mean, to a tax commission.
I think the reason that we brought it back to was because the pastor came in after all the dates had passed, and they did not have a pastor at the time who was in control, and so he was requesting to be heard because there was nobody in charge at the time doing any of the business. So he's saying that the deadlines were missed because of that.
No,
that was Charlie.
No, this is Church Army.
Yeah, you're getting it. Okay.
This is just Church Army.
The animal advocates is new. It hasn't been heard before.
It hasn't been heard before, but it's for the year 2010. No,
I have heard some of that from the individual.
Animal advocates.
It's for this year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. See, I don't think you should be holding. I don't think you should be hearing prior years. Not because I don't feel for those people, but because we have a process to where they can come before BOE and be heard. And then if we go after that, and it's not really an error, it's just their feeling that it's an error. You know, if James said it was an error, it'd be a different thing.
I heard that.
This morning, I can't get all the information on the story here, but I could get it on the computer.
I heard it this morning.
That's just another opportunity for people who were flooded to get relief. That's a story that came out from the Washington Post.
Same thing.
Virtual. Thanks for pointing that out. And for not broadcasting that I didn't know what I was talking about. I appreciate that. I can say it. I made a mistake. Okay. Obviously, I should have read the article. Thank you. I appreciate that. And just an idea again, and I'm sorry to be redundant on what it is we'll be considering. And
okay.
That'd be real helpful. Thank you.
You have the rest of those minutes. You're making that one mic.
Here.
Oh, slide them on down there, would you? Boss, boss, moss.
Have a chance to ask the gentleman if he'd be interested in said position, or did that come up?
It did not come up. It was about the abatement. continue to, with the modifications, you were good with the minutes?
Yeah.
Okay.
As we've got that intergovernmental agreement coming up today with the school district. My question on that is, is that something going to come out of this year's budget?
Probably.
It's okay, I just was asking. And did we configure that into...
No, it's certainly not in there. That that I'm going to use the term deal was cut with the elections deal, and there should be payment out of that budget if the project goes forward.
You point that in my direction if you want. You are nothing but trouble. I just need to get that down officially. That's good to start off with a little laugh. I see posted on the agenda for tomorrow. Did we not take off and move that economic development roundtable? Remember we talked about that?
Yeah, we're not having that.
Okay. Do we have another date that was?
We don't have another
potentially
date
potentially moved to.
But I got to make sure that gets canceled.
Well, yes. I talked with the superintendent that is interested in the intergovernmental agreement. He was very excited about said work getting done and extending the opportunity for us to better utilize that facility for elections, et cetera.
No, because I carry it around until I see it post.
Okay.
We were all invited.
Then I can put any fires out before they start.
Yes. They'll still go.
You have no idea. Okay. We have legal this afternoon, do we not?
We do.
I'm very anxious to get the intergovernmental agreements in place, as I know you are, between
the
other counties,
counties
and this county.
Yeah. I agree.
I am deeply concerned that we're at risk, as I know you are.
So
Ooh, that's a good question right there.
We need to hold them out.
Sure, they have to.
I'm going to make a note of that to hold that one.
Helen?
Oh, she's my proxy.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, yes, yes. No. We will be in meetings. What time on Friday were they suggesting? Maybe we could get Dan to sit in on that. But I know that Jim and I are both serving in different capacities.
Yeah, I mean, we're hosting. I mean, I'm presenting stuff. I pulled this out. Here's the check number. So let's throw this back out.
Helen?
We're going to hold this out. Because we're not sure, and I've made a note here, so just let you know. I was going to throw it in there anyway, or... Danny? We're going to pull that out.
How does the credit card work?
If she signs, she's good.
If it doesn't get approved today.
Oh.
I'm not approving it today. Let me restate that.
Which one?
That doesn't mean two other
times.
No,
unless they can't fix this and give this
application. I can't approve what I have.
Do you want to do it at 1?
Well, we can do it. If you don't approve it today, I can go ahead and we can just go ahead and I do an approval warrant and I can wire it tomorrow. It should still be all right. And you could just change the check to a warrant after you get it over. But if they're going to be done today, sometime it will still be the same as this morning.
Yeah, but I don't know what fund that is. I don't know if that's the right fund number.
But we're pulling it to time.
Yeah. So yeah, that's what I have written down here. We're going to pull that one.
If it came out of his warning.
I want to go through these two. On this one, can we defer it until a time?
Well, let's just postpone everything. Let's just postpone the whole thing if it's right with you. Accounts payable to a definite time. Do it maybe right after lunch.
How about 1 o'clock?
Yeah. Helen, we're going to probably postpone the all accounts payable till 1 o'clock. Is that going to be an issue with any checks? Okay, we're just going to wait till 1 o'clock. That gives us more time to review some things.
I would like to call the October 24th, 2011 meeting of the Taney County Commission to order and call on Helen Soutie to lead us in prayer.
Our dear blessed Heavenly Father, we are so, so thankful to you for your love and your mercy, for all that you give us every day, for keeping us safe and guiding. Father, I pray right now for direction, for everything we say and do, Lord, that you would just keep it in your will. Father, I pray for those that are in need today, those that are homeless, those that are ill. Father, whatever the need might be, that you would just wrap your arms around them and love them. We again thank you for your goodness and your mercy, and we pray all these things in your name. Amen.
Amen. Commissioner Strahan, if you'll lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Just a way of a brief announcement. There won't be a secondary county commission meeting this week on Thursday as we normally have because we will be attending the Missouri Association of Counties annual conference. Our first order of business is previous meeting minutes.
Motion to approve October 13th, October 17th minutes with changes.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded to approve previous meeting minutes of October 13th and October 17th with changes. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries. Accounts payable.
Motion to postpone to a definite time of 1 p.m. today, October 24th.
I'll second that motion.
Motion's been made and seconded to postpone to a definite time of 1 p.m. Accounts payable.
When discussions?
Discussion.
There's a one check in there that is being told from our treasurer that's time sensitive. It's the postage. He's going to be here. I got that check this
morning. That's not something that can wait till 1 o'clock? No, I'm asking.
Well, Rick just told me that you thought that they needed to come in.
Would you amend your motion to postpone to the definite time of 1 p.m. all issues of accounts payable with the exception of the
the vendors?
Void for
postage.
It's
$15,000. That's almost a name.
Ozark Mailing Services? It's Ozark Ozark Mailing Service. I'll so move to amend my motion there.
And you did quote because of an emergency situation of someone coming to pick the check up from.
Yeah, it's time sensitive. So
it's time sensitive. I did second the motion.
Motion has been made and seconded to postpone accounts payable until the definite time of 1 p.m. with the exception of the payment request to Ozark Mailing Incorporated in the amount of $15,000 because of the time-sensitive nature of the issue. Discussion?
What check number? The very bottom in the middle, 326. The very bottom.
326-444-44.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries.
I assume that journal entries and transfers will also be postponed until the same time?
Yes, there actually is. Mm-hmm. Motion to postpone to a definite time the transfers and journal entries to 1 p.m. today.
Second.
There's been a motion made and seconded to postpone to the definite time of 1 p.m. journal entries and transfers. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries. County Board appointments.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm here because last week we went over the Tannehill County 911 Advisory Board position that's open. We had three applicants for that, and I was told to come back today for a decision.
We're in the process of reviewing the information that goes along with that. Mm-hmm. Is there any input from the existing board on the nominees that are in front of us?
No, they wanted to bring it to you. It's a county commission appointment to be made. In the past, that position has been held by a citizen of Eastern Taney County, and that would be the only direction that they would have given.
I know that we asked you to come back. Mm-hmm. As you can well see, that we have had a busy week and I haven't contacted these individuals. Mm-hmm. I'm not ready to make a motion or a second on that. I'm not ready to make.
I'm not either.
I haven't got to visit with these individuals.
Do you want to wait till next week, or you want to?
Yeah.
Now you guys have a meeting this week, don't you?
We.
I don't think so.
I don't think we do this week.
Okay.
We have one upcoming, but not.
This week.
No.
Let's just postpone it till next week, or bring it forward next week.
Next Monday.
Next Monday.
Right, and you want to label that one because it.
I was asked to put it generic in case you wanted to talk about
different ones.
The other
yes.
boards.
And I appreciate that. And that's my own fault, but go ahead and list it as a 911 appointment if you don't care to.
Okay.
That's an oversight of mine as I look through the agenda and the agenda request not to review those.
Do you want to add any other boards for next
week? Thank you, Tammy.
Okay.
We'll move this till next Monday.
All right. If you have any questions, just give me a call.
I will. Thank
appreciate
you,
that. Since we are generically... Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead,
Tammy, if there's recommendations that the board might have or members of the board might have, I'd like to also know those. Sometimes when we receive board appointments where there are more than one, we have a recommendation from someone, so...
Would you like me to email the 911 board and get their recommendation for you?
that would be not the board itself. I meant members of the different departments that usually.
It'd be helpful to have some input.
Yes.
All right. I'll get them for you.
Okay.
Other boards that we should consider at this time, guys?
No, I might be ready for a BOA. I mean, I think we're supposed to replace one that's been vacated or is being vacated for the. I may have some names, recommendations next Monday.
I think if we're going to do that, we need to do that, and if we want to schedule that also separately for Monday under county board appointments, that's fine with me. But we need to.
We have to make sure they have a quorum the next meeting.
That's where...
That's my concern.
I have a real concern with what was announced or some information that I got, and I have some on the appointments. And so I think we should wait till next week and get it done.
Just make sure BOA is listed
BOA
there.
BOA and 911.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
Okay. Well, make it the general title of county board appointments,
right,
if you would, and then underneath put to include.
Okay.
And then that leaves it open for another board appointment if we so wish to talk about it. Because if in fact we come up with a name for P&Z, we need to fill that position as well.
Okay.
Is it one or two positions?
It's one.
One.
It's the Big Creek.
Still Big
area.
Creek.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Have in front of us the intergovernmental agreement between Taney County and the Bradleyville R1 school district.
There was a correction in the contract that included a dollar amount, and has that been removed?
But it actually included or alluded to what might contain a dollar amount, and I'm looking for that.
That was sent over by Mr. Frank Cotty.
I'm sorry?
That was sent over by Mr. Frank Cotty.
This one?
Uh-huh.
He didn't change it.
Still has the dollar amount on it.
What, now, what I'll do is draw a line through it and initial it, if that will work for you all, and sign it. Because it was a one-sentence deletion that needed to be made. He has this on his computer, right?
I'm sure he does, yes.
Nikki?
He can probably just take it out and resend.
Well, yeah, we can't vote on it because they're going to have to re...
Well, actually...
He'll be here at 1 o'clock.
Let's move this to executive session. Let's have
this is good, fixed.
Signature page is okay. And I had the discussion with the superintendent this morning, and he's amenable to the change being made.
Okay.
Let me see that and see that. There has been two versions of this contract, and
here's where the verbiage goes.
Yeah. That's. I'll not vote on that, so we'll need to get that changed.
And we're going to hopefully do that in exec today.
In exec today.
Okay. Then I would entertain a motion to postpone to the definite time of
our executive session.
1:15.
So moved.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded to postpone to the definite time of 1:15. The discussion regarding intergovernmental agreement with Bradleyville School District. Discussion.
All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries. Finley Brothers Roofing Contract.
We awarded the bid to them. It was a Missouri Extension Roof. We awarded the bid as the low bidder, but I guess it's the contract part of the...
The official signing of the contract.
Yeah.
And do we need to, although we awarded it, we don't have to make a motion to have you sign it, do we, Ron?
I suppose we might as well, but...
Actually, I think...
I'm sorry.
I think that it's ministerial in nature once it's already been agreed to, but if we want to put that in the record, that that motion, that is certainly acceptable and covers all our bases.
Motion to approve the contract between Finley Brothers Roofing and Taney County.
I'll second that.
Motion's been made and seconded to approve the contract between Finley Brothers Roofing and Taney County. Discussion?
There is some discussion about that. We need to change that. We'll proceed with this. That needs to be changed. We have time-sensitive construction issues that this was approved either 2 or 3 weeks ago.
We just got the contract from Frank.
Right. Construction issues pertaining anything to do with road and bridge or buildings need to be approved so the contractor can move forward. We're entering the fall of the year where the weather could change and cause us some complications, so I'd like to revisit the policy on that, and that'll be in my discussion.
Okay. Is it all right for me to go ahead and sign this, gentlemen?
Yes.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries. Thank you, Lynn. Gentlemen, let's stand in recess until 9:30. Thank you. Good point. I didn't want
to. You said, did we approve the minutes? Yes.